All right. Well, good evening. How are y'all doing this evening? Lovely. That's great. Well, praise the Lord. Glad we're here. Glad y'all are with us online, too. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing You Are My All in All. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
God, worthy is your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise. The Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is all. Heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, Honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? A tune you've been thinking of during the past few days? 565? Okay, 564, just a closer walk with thee.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. Any others? Going once, going twice? Amen. Oh, 491? Yeah, let's check out 491. Calvary. Yeah, Jesus I Come. Let's see here. 491, Jesus I Come. Let's see if I can get the tune. If anybody knows the tune, feel free to sing a bar. I know 492 at Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride.
Yeah, I can do it 492 at Calvary. Sure.
All right. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Well, mercy there was great and grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Well, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Well, mercy there was great and grace was free. Free! Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Amen.
La, da, 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 da. Well, that's a bouncy tune, isn't it? That's a happy song at Calvary. Calvary, amen. All right, well, good to be with you on this chilly, crisp Wednesday evening. And praise the Lord, we've got heat on, amen. Got the heat on. It's about 71 in here. And I don't know. I think this is the first winter in a long time. Like winter, fall. First fall in a long time. I've been cold. I've not been in the football stands. Huh? No, I'm not cold right now. But I am cold in the mornings when I get up. First thing I do when I get up is make my way to that thermostat and bump it up a couple of degrees and get that old heater going. Amen. Hard to sleep with it hot, but boy, it sure is good to have the heat on when you get up. Let's do some praises. Anybody got a praise? Praise. What's going on with Sharon's? All right. Oh. Okay, so we still don't know anything yet. We'll know something Friday. Okay, very good. All right, all right, all right. Anybody? Yeah, that's okay. You got a praise? All right, let's hear it. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Who's that? And he was. My soul. What are the odds? No. Three kidneys now. What's that? Yeah. They put it down low. They put it in the front. They put it down low. Yeah. 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 Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Here we are. Kidney transplant. Husband and wife. Husband to wife. Now he probably said, "I'll give you the kidney, you give me back my rib." I'm just saying. I'll give you the kidney, I want that rib back. Yeah. I'm quick on my feet like that. I got a good night's rest last night. Snappy. All right, husband to wife, kidney transplant. That is amazing, man. Kidney transplant. And my cats. Yeah, amen. My cats always bring me, always put me in a good mood. They're so funny. The four of them, and they all have a different personality. And it's funny to watch them work and when they're in the house with each other. Two of them go out in the garage and sleep. And then two of them stay in at night, but they're just, I don't know, they're funny. They make me laugh. So, amen, amen. Other praises, any other praises tonight? What do we got? We actually got a season. I mean, we praise the Lord for the season of fall. I'll take it. I mean, I can't remember we had a cool, yeah, a cool spell. This thing's going to keep going for another 3 or 4 days. Yeah, we're running 50s. Yeah. No, that's the average. That's what it should be averaging. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's been 20 degrees below. That's right, man. Amen, amen. Other praises. Anybody got another praise? Holidays are coming. That's a praise. Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord for Thanksgiving. Wasn't that Abraham Lincoln that did that? I believe so. I'll try to look that up and have that Sunday morning. Abraham Lincoln. That was one fine president, wasn't it? Yes? We'll not have church service next Wednesday. I don't think the church has ever had Wednesday night service. Yeah. Thanksgiving Eve, no. No, no Sunday night, no next Wednesday night. So this is our prayer time. Yeah, thank you, brother. Amen. Thanksgiving. All right, what else? What else? Anybody else got a praise? All right, prayer requests. Prayer requests. Yes, sir. Who now what? Barbara Manning. Yes, sir. Uh-oh. Stroke. Well, when you said she couldn't swallow, that's immediately. Yeah. My goodness. Okay. Barbara Manning. How old is she? John, do you know? 72, 73. All right. We'll lift Barbara up tonight. Pray that she gets over that. What else? What else? My father-in-law, bless his heart, he was getting out of his vehicle at the house. What is today? Today's Wednesday. Had to have been Monday. Monday night? Monday afternoon? I think Monday. These days run together. This week, he was getting out of the car and face planted in the garage. And he is in Tomball HCA. Stitches and They're trying to get his that sodium got down again, and I guess he passed out and just fell free fall right on his, broke his nose and busted both eyes, and so lost a lot of blood. And the praise is the neighbor saw it and called 911. So anyway, pray for Larry. He'll heal up. All right, all right. I want to continue to pray for Mike and Carla Westbury as Mike's on hospice. Carla. Westbury, unspoken. Those of you with an unspoken prayer request.
One online.
Okay.
Sharon Heiberger, continued prayer for my daughter and her family adjusting to the new town, and granddaughter Madison for her depression.
All right. Granddaughter Madison?
Yeah, granddaughter Madison for depression.
Depression. Okay. And then the other one,
was continued prayer for my daughter and her family adjusting to the new town. Yeah, to the new
yeah.
town.
Yeah. And where are they at again?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Belton. Is it Belton? Yeah. Oh, new places, man. New towns and new faces, new schools. New surroundings. Yeah. There's not a base in Belton, is there? Is there an army base in Belton? No, that's Temple. Is it getting close to Fort Hood, Belton? Yeah, all right. There's your granddaughter, Madison, depression, insurance. Yeah, Temple, Killeen, yeah. What else, what else? Other prayer needs. Yes, ma'am. Oh, no. What number is this? At least. Now, who is the Womack family? Okay, so the Womack family. Linda passed. Tommy on hospice. Well, they say they come in. They say they come in what? Threes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Womack family. We got it. What else? What else? Yes. He's had a rough run of it. Results. Negative on the MRI. How's the leg feeling, did she say? How's her leg feeling? All right. Amen. Amen. I lived with a torn ACL from, I want to say 12, 14 years. Torn ACL in the left knee. Always knew something was wrong. I'd get out and get jogging, legs would warm up. That old leg would go out. I'd be like, whoa. Finally, I was talking to some friends. They were like, you got something wrong with your knee. And I went in, they MRI'd it. Yeah, you blew your, do you remember doing that? I said, well, you know, I hyperextended that knee back in 91. I was playing some ball on a concrete court. We were running as fast as we could, and I put that left knee down, and it went this way, hyperextended. You ever done that to your knee? Oh! Yeah. Yeah, so your knee only goes straight unless you double jointed. Mine went, whoop, and it hurt. ACL doesn't grow back. No? Surgery. If you're 16 or 17, it might heal, but when you're an old man of 21, it ain't healing. I kept ice on it for 2 weeks. I didn't move it much for 2 weeks and kept ice on it, and it still was gone. I went through surgery and then therapy. Yeah, they put a dead person's Achilles heel. They take an Achilles heel and third it, and then put that's your new. They pull it and hook it up. They staple it down here on the shin with two staples, and then they screw the bone plug in up here, wherever they fish it through on the back side. Yeah. I'm glad I was asleep for that. Amen. Anything else, folks? Yes, ma'am, Mr. Leader. Ronnie, what's going on, brother? Everything? All right, brother. Feet. How are your shoulders doing? The arthritis? Is it the weather? Oh, it's torn. So you need orthoscopic surgery. When's that coming? Right. Shoulder. So torn rotator cuff. Torn rotator cuff. Feet. How's the eyes? Fair. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, let's pray, shall we? Let's do it. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we thank you for the blessings of life, and we thank you for our salvation. And Lord, we're thankful that we can gather tonight and gather in your name and gather around your throne, so to speak, Lord. And we're thankful for your presence here in the midst of us. And Lord, we're thankful for all you do for us. We just want to have, as we go into this next week, of course, every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but Lord, as we go into this next week of Thanksgiving, Lord, we truly want to have an attitude of overflowing, of thanksgiving, of all the things you've done for us, how you've blessed us. Lord, you certainly treat us better than we deserve. And so we just praise you and thank you for that tonight. Lord, as we come to you with these praises, we're thankful for this incredible miracle story of a husband being a perfect match for a kidney transplant for his wife. Lord, what a beautiful illustration that is of two persons becoming one flesh. And so, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for that, and her sustained life. And Lord, we pray this kidney would function for the rest of her days, and Lord, would just see her through. And then, Lord, we pray for this husband with one kidney, that you would keep that kidney healthy, and Lord, he would continue to function and go as well. Lord, we're thankful for the change around here. We're a little sensitive to the cold being in this part of the country, Lord, but it is a pretty change, and the air is crisp, and it is different. And so, Lord, we praise you and thank you for different. We thank you in advance for the rain we're going to get. And, Lord, we just pray you continue to send it and bring it to us and put it on us, Lord. May we catch up before the end of the year is out. May we start the year off all square and full up on our rain. And then, Lord, we're thankful for Thanksgiving, just the whole concept of it. We praise you and thank you for that tonight. We praise you and thank you for Ronnie's ability, Lord, to get that license renewed. That's a great praise of mobility and being able to go and do. And so, Lord, we praise you and thank you for that. These prayer requests, Lord, we lift them up to you tonight. We lift up Barbara. We're praying for her health and this potential stroke that she may have had. And Lord, we pray you touch her body, bring healing to it, allow her to get that ability to swallow back and to talk and all of those things. Lord, just be with Barbara and help her as she goes through what she's going through. Lord, we lift up Stephanie's dad to you, Larry, and we pray for his healing, the healing of his face and of his nose and of his bruised body, Lord. We pray that you just give the doctors wisdom and discernment on how best to treat him with all the different heart issues and things going on in his life. And Lord, we just pray that they get him the right therapy he needs, and just get his strength back, and Lord, just get the sodium where it will quit dropping out on him. So Lord, we lift that situation up to you. We continue to pray for Mike Westbury and for his wife and for his kids as, Lord, they spend this Thanksgiving together and probably the last one this side of heaven. And so, Lord, we just praying for good memories. Lord, we praying for comfort for Brother Mike and just be with Carla as she's there ministering to him. And, Lord, we pray there not be any undue suffering. We pray you give Brother Mike the grace and the mercy to withstand and go through what he's got to go through. And then, Lord, the unspoken prayer requests, we thank you that we can lift those up to you and give those up to you tonight. We love you tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us. And, Lord, we can always bring these to you. And, Lord, you're just always willing to receive them. And, Lord, we just pray as we get into the holidays, the Thanksgiving and Christmas, and just praising your name, that we not get depressed or discouraged about these unspokens, Lord, but we just keep putting them up to you and just thanking you for hearing us and knowing that you are sovereign and in control. Lord, we lift up Sharon's request to you tonight, her granddaughter Madison and the struggle with depression. Lord, we pray that you help her get through that, and we pray that that would not get any worse as we approach Thanksgiving and Christmas, Lord, that she would have a turn for the better. Lord, whatever she needs, if it's diet or if it's medication or Lord, whatever it is, we just pray that you give her the wisdom and the discernment and see her through and help her in that area of her emotional well-being. And then, Lord, Sharon's daughter and that family adjusting to new surroundings there in Belton, Lord, we just pray you help them make good friends and Lord, help the kids make good friends and just watch over them, help them adjust. And, Lord, help them make a new home there in Belton. And then Miss Karen, Lord, we pray for her and this continual back problem that she has had for years now. Lord, we pray you touch her body. And, Lord, we pray you be with a surgeon as he attempts another try to help give her some relief in that area of her back. We just pray that they take good care of Miss Karen and the surgery is a success. And, Lord, you just see her through in that area. And then the Womack family, Lord, experiencing death, and then another family member going on hospice. We pray that you would comfort them, Lord. You would be with them in the midst of their sorrow, in the midst of their grief. And, Lord, you would give them what they need to get through this difficult time right here at the holidays, Lord. We pray for other Christian friends and family to just be an encouragement to them, just speak words of love and concern to them, and just help them as they go through this time of grief, and now this death watch as Tommy has been put on hospice. And then, Lord, for Sharon's leg, we pray in for negative results. When the doctor reads that CD, we're praying that there's no tears, there's no permanent damage. We pray it's just a sprain. And, Lord, we pray you just get her, give her some confidence that everything's going to be okay, Lord, after Friday. And just get her back going as good as new. And then, Brother Ronnie, Lord, we lift him up. We pray for his feet. Lord, we pray you give him relief. You just ease that neuropathy, and you just ease that burning and that tingling and just the uncomfortableness of it. Lord, we pray that you would ease that and take that from him. And, Lord, just give him rest tonight. And, Lord, we pray these nerves would just calm down and would just not be agitated and doing what they're doing right now, Lord. We lift Ronnie up to you. We pray for his shoulder, and, Lord, we pray that he's able to get that fixed and repaired here in the coming weeks and months, and, Lord, that would be on the burner to get healed up and get the proper surgery for. And then, Lord, we lift him up with his eyes, and, Lord, we just pray you keep those eyes healthy. And then, Lord, the ears. We pray that he not have that terrible ringing in the ears. We pray that that would subside and he would be able to rest and just rejuvenate as he lays down this evening. So, Lord, we thank you that we can bear these burdens and lift them up to you tonight. We're thankful for your word tonight. And, Lord, we pray you lead us and guide us as we get into it. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right. Well, take your Bibles and turn to Leviticus chapter 3. And we're going to look at a few verses here. And Leviticus 3. All right, we'll pick it up here in, let's see, I think we read through verse 5. We'll take it through, we'll begin here at verse 6, and we'll take it through verse 11. 6 through 11, how about that? Chapter 3, Leviticus, beginning of verse 6, and take it through verse 11. Those with you, those with us online, thank you all for being with us. Leviticus 3, beginning in verse 6, the Word of God reads this. But if his offering for a sacrifice, a peace offering to the Lord is from the flock, he shall offer it male or female without defect. If he's going to offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slay it before the tent of meeting, and Aaron's son shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of peace offerings he shall bring as an offering by fire to the Lord its fat, the entire fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Then the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire to the Lord. All right, thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, last time we introduced it, tonight we're going to get into the distinctives of what? The distinctives of the peace offering. All right, so this is peace offering number 2, second Bible study, second attempt to look at this thing here this evening. Now, there are several distinctives of the peace offering as compared with the burnt and the grain offerings that we've already covered. Covered the burnt offering first, then secondly we covered the grain offering. This is our third offering, the peace offering, right? So we see some distinctives between the three, chapters 1 and 2, where the burnt and the grain offering. Now we look at this peace offering and these distinctives, which provide us with the key to the unique role of this offering. First, the animal sacrificed in the peace offering. It could be from the herd, or it could be from the flock, but it could not be a bird. No birds allowed on this one. It could be male or female. That's okay, but no birds. Second, the offering was shared by God. It was shared by the priest, and it was shared by the offerer. All the burnt offering was the Lord's except for the skin of the animal. Most of the peace offering, or most of the grain offering, was for the priests. But the peace offering was shared by all, each receiving their appointed portions. Third, three of the occasions on which the peace offering was appropriate were for thanksgiving. Isn't it amazing how we're covering this right before Thanksgiving? Were for thanksgiving, were for completing a vow, or for a free will offering. And then fourthly, the peace offering was unique in that there was a meal associated with this offering. Fifthly, the thanksgiving peace offering. And I love this about the Lord, because I love bread. Amen? I mean, how can you not love bread? I mean, if you don't like bread, I mean, I know you may not be able to eat bread because it's got too many carbs in it and too much sugar in it, but my soul, there is nothing like walking into that roadhouse down there and them saying, "How many?" And you say, "Oh, that table for two." And they say, "Would you like any bread?" And you say, "Uh-huh." And they pick it up, and they've slathered butter all over the top of it. And it's right out of the oven. And they sit it down in front of you, and you just sit there and eat it like it's candy. And you have to stop yourself because you want to eat your meal, right? And so they come around, and they bring you drinks, and they take your order, and they say, "Would you like any more bread?" And I look at my wife, and I'm like, No. No, we don't need any more bread. We want more bread, but we don't need any more. And then when we get ready to pay the ticket, she keeps trying to push that bread. Are you sure you don't want any more bread? And you know what we say? We say, I tell you what, if you want to send us home with some bread, we'll take it to our daughter because she loves that bread. Right? Fifthly, the Thanksgiving peace offering included leavened bread. Thank you, Lord. Leavened bread, right? That's the good stuff, right? Now, where does it include that? Well, you can take your Bibles and look with me to Leviticus chapter 7. Leviticus chapter 7. Six, 7:13, with the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving, he shall present his offering with cakes of leavened bread. Your Bible say that? Leavened bread? Oh, yummy, yummy. It's going to be so good in my tummy come Sunday. Amen? There's going to be a lot of bread and good things enter the ministry on Sunday. They're going to go right down my throat into the ministry. All right? That's the distinctives of the peace offering. Number two, I want to talk to you tonight about the origin and the meaning of the peace offering. Now, at this point in the Israelites' journey as a people of God, sacrifices were not new to the Israelites, nor were sacrifices new to the pagans for that matter. Sacrifices have been around for quite a while. The laws of Leviticus, which pertain to the offerings, do not initiate sacrifice. They merely seek to regulate the sacrifice. The reason for these regulations, as for most all laws, I mean, let me ask you the question, why do you think we have speed limits out there? To regulate people not wanting to drive safely, right? So you have a speed limit of 30 on a residential street, or 20 close to a school, or 45 on a parkway, or what is it out here on 249? Is it 65? 65? 65. I don't get on 249 very often. I just stay on the frontage road to get to my house. But for those of you that drive it, 65 miles an hour. The reason for these regulations, as for most all laws, is that men are abusing certain privileges. And so they've got to be reined in. Now, before we seek to discern the meaning of the peace offering, I want to take a moment to trace the history, because we're talking about the origin and meaning of the peace offering. So I want to take a moment to trace the history of sacrifice from the biblical data that we're given. Sacrifice was first offered by who in the Bible? Go back a little bit further. Adam and Eve. It's recorded Cain and Abel, but who do you think taught Cain and Abel, right? Adam and Eve, right? Sacrifices were first offered by Adam and Eve, right? And by their sons. Sacrifices were first made for Adam and Eve to do what? To hide their what? Their sin, their nakedness, right? Animals had to be slaughtered for the skins which covered the nakedness of Adam and his wife. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Then in Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel made offerings to God. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Abel offered a blood animal sacrifice. Now, it's especially interesting, if you want to turn there, you're more than welcome, Genesis 4, 4. It is especially interesting to note the wording there in Genesis 4, 4. Right? If you want to turn there, that's fine. I've got it for you if you don't. Genesis 4, 4 reads, Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions, And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offerings, right? That boy got it right, didn't he? Amen? In the first recorded animal sacrifice, not the first person to sacrifice an animal, but in the first recorded animal sacrifice by men, we are told the fat portions are offered, which we compare to chapter 3, verse 16, right? The priest, 3:16, the priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as food and offering by fire for a soothing aroma. All fat is the Lord's. Amen. Do you see that in 3:16? Yes, yes, still with me? Amen. Then after the flood, right, Noah offered animal sacrifices to God as burnt offerings, Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. And as a result, God made a covenant never to destroy mankind in this way again by flood, Genesis 8, 21 through 22. How's God going to destroy the earth the second time? By fire, that's correct. God then pronounced a blessing on Noah and his sons, and he gave the animals to them for food, seemingly for the first time in Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Now, as he gives the animal kingdom to them to eat, there was a stipulation, however, that the blood of the animals could not be eaten. Genesis chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. Which, if it is not the precedent for this command in Leviticus, it is surely somehow related. Because 3:17 says this, it is a perpetual statute throughout your generations. In all your dwellings you shall not eat any fat or any what? What does your Bible say? 3:17. Any fat or any blood. All right, amen, yeah. No blood, right? The prohibition against shedding man's blood is then stated along with the institution of capital punishment as the penalty for murder, Genesis 9, verses 5 through 7. Now, what I take away, as our time kind of runs out here, what I take away from my studies is that from this time on, here in Leviticus, from this time on in Genesis, what I take from my studies is that from this time on in Genesis, no animal was sacrificed apart from some kind of sacrificial ceremony, at which time the blood was what? The blood was poured out, and perhaps the fat was offered up in fire to the Lord. Now, what I believe that this practice persisted in a righteous way, but this practice also persisted in a perverted way. In a perverted form by who? By the pagans who descended from Noah and his sons. Now, let's chase that down. Before Moses had descended from Mount Sinai, right? Before he had come back down with God's instructions, with God's covenant, with those Ten Commandments, which included the sacrifices, the Israelites were offering what? Well, they were offering peace offerings as part of their heathen worship. They did not learn to make peace offerings from Moses. And so they must have known similar offerings from their past. And so the text in Leviticus 17 is even more explicit for us. So let's take our Bibles and look at Leviticus 17. Still with me tonight? All right, Leviticus 17. The reason why God ordered the Israelites to slaughter every animal as a sacrifice before the tent of meeting is found right here in the beginning verses of Leviticus 17. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel and say to them, this is what the Lord has commanded, saying, any man from the house of Israel who slaughters an ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp or who slaughters it outside the camp and has not brought it to the doorway of the tent of meeting to present it as an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord," notice what it says, "blood guiltiness is to be reckoned to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people." That's a pretty serious deal, isn't it? "The reason is so that the sons of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they were sacrificing in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting to the priest and sacrifice them as sacrifices of peace offerings to the Lord." Verse 6, "The priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting and offer up the fat and smoke as a soothing aroma to the Lord. Verse 7, they shall no longer sacrifice their sacrifices to the... What does your Bible say? My Bible says goat demons. Your Bible says demons, devils, with which they play the harlot. This shall be a permanent statute to them throughout their generations. Goat demons. Now, you've seen the occult, how they make a pentagram out of a goat head, right? That's been going on a long time, friend. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Devil worship is devil worship, right? Thus, the regulations of Leviticus pertaining to the offerings were to deal with the corrupted form of offering. Isn't it amazing? What does the Ten Commandments say? You shall have no other God before me, right? He's a jealous God. He created us, spoke it into creation. We have a bent inside of us. We have a DNA wired in us to worship. But we've got to worship the one true God, right? People want to get off on this tangent and get off on that tangent and do it their way and make their God, their form their God the way. No, no, get out there and do that. No, that devil worship ain't going to cut it. And so the killing of animals by the shedding of their blood thus was originated by God and was normally associated with atonement, covering sin, and with God's blessing as expressed in His covenants. The book of Genesis, which I told you was a great book in which we went through when I first came here as your pastor, the book of Genesis thus laid a vital foundation for the origins of worship and of sacrifice intended to correct the distortions and perversions of it over time by sinful men. Much of Israel's understanding of the peace offering and the rest of the offerings was therefore based on the divine revelations of Genesis. And in the book of Exodus, which we'll get into not Wednesday night and not Sunday night and not Wednesday night, but a week from Sunday. In the book of Exodus, we find further revelation concerning the peace offering, which would assist the Israelite in understanding the significance of this offering. So, get the logistics of this. Here they are, Leviticus. They're camping. They don't have a temple. They have a what? A tent, a tabernacle. And they're close, right? But they're eventually going to take that promised land. I mean, they're going to wander around for 40 years. They're eventually going to get in it. And they're going to be spread out. And that Leviticus statute still stands. So, if you're going to eat meat, you're going to travel 2 or 3 days and sacrifice this animal at the tent of meeting. You got 2 days to eat that meat to get back home and eat that meat. You can't eat it on the third day, right? Can you imagine how many people became vegetarians at this time when they took the promised land? They own vegetables and fish. They eat fish. Amen. Maybe that's why I like fish so much. I got some Jew in me. I don't know. I mean, I love me some fish. You know they had to eat a lot of fish. Amen? Right? You know they had to. Right? Because they're not eating beef. Because if they're eating beef, if they're obeying the law, they're taking that animal to the tent of meeting. Right? And they're out in the promised land. This tribe's over here, and this tribe's over there, and this tribe. There ain't no cars. Right? There ain't no mass area rapid transit. Right? You're hoofing it. Or riding a foal of a donkey. I mean, you're doing something. You're walking, right? Right? Let me read what one commentary said, because I find this very interesting. This law could be effective only when eating meat was a rare luxury and when everyone lived close to the sanctuary as during the wilderness wanderings. After the settlement, it was no longer feasible to insist that all slaughtering be restricted to the tabernacle. It would have compelled those who lived a long way from the sanctuary to become vegetarians. You know what God is? God is a gracious God. Amen. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20 and following, it therefore allows them to slaughter and eat sheep and oxen without going through the sacrificial procedures laid down in Leviticus, though the passage still insists that the regulations about blood must be observed. So there was a time when they got out there and they wanted to eat meat. They couldn't eat meat. They went vegetarian. But man, we got to have us some protein. And then finally, the Lord allowed them to what? Let's look at it and we'll be dismissed. Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy 12. Deuteronomy 12. And what did I say? Did I say 20? Yes, 12:20. What time is it? Ooh, got 2 minutes. Here we go. When the Lord, 12:20, Deuteronomy, when the Lord your God extends your border as he has promised you, and you say, I will eat meat because you desire to eat meat. I mean, who doesn't desire to eat meat? Everybody desires to eat meat that's somebody, right? Now, I've met a few people that are legit vegetarians, but not many. Most people like the protein, don't they? To eat meat, then you may eat meat whatever you desire. Isn't that gracious of God? Yeah. If the place which the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, then you may slaughter of your herd and flock which the Lord has given you, as I have commanded you, and you may eat within your gates whatever you desire. Well, that's a gracious God. Just as a gazelle or a deer is eaten, so you will eat it. The unclean and the clean alike may eat of it. Only be sure, verse 23, this still stands, only be sure not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. Amazing, isn't it? Isn't it amazing how he wants the kidneys on the altar that filter the lifeblood? He wants the fat. He wants the blood. He wants the kidneys. He wants that lobe. I'm going to do some study on that lobe. That lobe has to do something with blood. That's why he wants it. Amen? Wants the lobe of that liver? Yeah, purifying the blood. There you go. Something about that blood. That was before all the science. But that's before all the science, isn't it? Isn't that before all the science that we knew all this stuff? The anatomy of man and what these organs do? It's before all that. It's amazing to me. Amen? We got a lot to be thankful for. Yes, yes. Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening. We'll get you dismissed on time here tonight. Don't forget Sunday. After Sunday morning worship, we will have a great feed, and it will be good. Amen? Great feed. Yes, yes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for our study in it. And, Lord, we pray that you would bring it back to our memory, Lord, here in a few services. Help us go back a little bit and review, and then help us catch back up and get back where we're heading in with this peace offering, Lord. Thank you that we can study it. Thank you for the worshipful attitude it puts in us. And Lord, may we be better Christ-centered, more focused worshipers because we've been through this. And so, Lord, we seek to bring glory and honor to your name. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right, folks.